or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Hi, this is Michael Golden. Voice of Many Waters Ministry would like to invite you to join my wife, Danette, and I for a special night of Messianic praise and worship music. The time is Saturday, January the 19th at 7 p.m. And the place? 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. A love offering will be taken at the door. You can call 1-800-205-6245 for more information or 970-587-5267. See you there. Shalom.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and gold serves as a canary in the mine shaft. In other words, when gold goes up, that problems are there. It's just the same way as when the canary drops over as you're going down the mine shaft. So you watch gold to see what's going on in our society. Well, gold for the first time in my memory hit 870 this morning. And we see over in Dubai it's much higher than that. So we know that there are real problems. But then, of course, anybody who knows our Constitution and realizes that the foundation of our freedom is in our Constitution knows we're in problems because we've abandoned our Constitution. The only candidate who speaks out in favor of the Constitution, either Republican or Democrat, is Congressman Ron Paul. And most of the legislation that is enacted in Washington, D.C. today is unconstitutional. In other words, our founding fathers feared centralization of power with Washington, D.C. That's why they created a system of government where the power of the central authority was to be limited by the chains of the Constitution. For as Thomas Jefferson said, "In matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but bind them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution." Well, there is one group that's trying to reinvigorate, to reintroduce to the American people the source of our freedom, and that's the Institute of the Constitution. And with us this morning is a representative from the Institute, Pastor David Whitney. David, go right ahead and pick up the story.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's great to be with you and be able to share these truths. And as you say, it is the reason why America is in such trouble today, not just financially, but morally, in terms of our whole system of government is falling apart. And most Americans recognize there's something wrong. They're not quite sure what it is. And so they wonder if it's this or that or the other thing. Well, one of the principal problems in America today is that the supreme law of the land, the U.S. Constitution, is daily violated in Washington, D.C., and therefore, rather than having a limited government, a government, as our founders said, in basically our birth certificate as a nation, the Declaration of Independence, they said the whole purpose and the only purpose of government is to secure and protect your God-given rights, first of which are life, liberty, property, and obviously the government today is doing the exact opposite of what our founders said and what God's Word clearly says governments are instituted for. Therefore, there needs to be a drastic change, and we do not need a revolution. We really need a restoration. Our founding documents are still the supreme law of the land. The only reason the wicked people in power today get away with violating that supreme law of the land is the American people do not know that supreme law of the land. And last time we were talking about some of the changes that have taken place in America in terms of the view of truth. Our founders viewed truth as absolute and unchanging, a fixed standard, just as God's Word says it is, that His law never changes, that Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, He never changes as well. We talked last time about some of the philosophers and others who have brought about a changing view of truth, rejecting sin, rejecting what God's Word says about mankind's innate nature as sinful human beings, rejecting the ideas of absolute and unchanging truth, believing that anything that is meaningful has to be empirically verified, such as with your 5 senses or those sort of things. And you know, that mindset of materialism, that nothing else matters. And that mindset, of course, fit perfectly with Darwin's proposed theory of evolution. Darwin himself even admitted that his theory would be false, and it could be proven false if there were no transitional forms. And of course, we know the honest paleontologist admits today there are no transitional forms in spite of the millions upon millions of fossils they have. They do not have any proof for this purported theory of evolution. That theory of evolution really underlies the worldview of most people today in their view of truth and their view of law. We talked last time about how that began at Harvard Law School with Dean Christopher Columbus Langdell, actually the first dean of Harvard Law School, and he pioneered a Darwinization of law in America and replacing the kind of legal thinking of our founders that law was fixed and unchanging, and he replaced it with this false idea that law evolves over time, that it changes, and that those changes are beneficial and we need to encourage those changes. And a result of that is this really abhorrent idea of a living constitution. Of course, it's put in terms where people think, well, that sounds good, a living constitution. But as I've shared before, you do not want a living contract. You want a contract that is fixed and unchangeable, that the words on the paper mean what they meant when they were first penned and when you first signed the contract, and they mean the same a year later, 10 years later, 20, even 100 years later. The contract does not change unless the parties to that contract agree. Okay, let's amend the contract. Let's change it. And, of course, our Constitution provides a clear process for amending our contract with our civil government. And that amendment process we've discussed in the past in the Article 5 of the Constitution. But today, the living, breathing idea of the Constitution is, oh, well, it changes any time you want it to change without an amendment taking place. And you'd never want that to happen. If you have a mortgage, you wouldn't want the holder of the mortgage to say, I can change the contract any time. This week it's 10%, next week it's 20%. No, you'd never do that. You'd never sign up for such a contract. And likewise, our Constitution was never designed to be changed except by the process of amendment. So this living constitution idea is a subtle and very wicked way in which the powers that be are selling this propaganda, this lie to the American people, that it's a good thing for judges to be given the power to change the contract that we the people have formed with them. What many people forget is that a judge is nothing but a lawyer with a black robe on.
You know, the idea a living, well, the opposite of living is dead, and who'd want to have a dead constitution? No, the issue is not living and dead, it's fixed or non-fixed. Fixed means it will say what it says, and non-fixed means that they can change it any time they want to and take us into a dictatorship, which is exactly what our founding fathers feared. And that's just the way we're headed today. All power in Washington, D.C.
And we see that kind of changing.
We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Bible teacher and author of various publications on the Hebraic roots of the Messianic biblical faith, Eddie Chumney will be speaking in Johnstown two special nights, January 15th and 16th, also featuring the Inner Court Hebraic Dance Group. Pizza and Subways will be free. The location is the Johnstown Community Building, 101 West Charlotte, across from the KHNC radio station. Call the radio station for more information at 970-587-5175. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
For our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney, talking about our Constitution and the fact that it is fixed, it does not evolve. In fact, most of the decisions of our Supreme Court are not based upon the decision of the Constitution, but upon how they believe we should remake our government, and as a result, are illegal, immoral, and that's one reason we're in the problem we are today, is that back during the Reagan Roosevelt and Truman administration, they packed the Supreme Court to change America in the 1960s, 15, 20 years later, while we saw the disastrous results of what they had done. It was they centralized all power in Washington, found a woman had a right to an abortion. They certainly allowed this whole socialist program, the Great Society, to be introduced, which was flagrantly unconstitutional. Go right ahead, Pastor Whitney.
And so this theory of a living constitution, which is really Darwinization of law, that is changing law, the powers that change the law really are the judges. It gives judges freedom not to be bound by the intent of the framers, not to be actually bound even by the text of the Constitution. You mentioned abortion. That's nowhere, anywhere found in the Constitution. In fact, the opposite, that we're creating this Constitution for ourselves and our posterity, to secure to our posterity the rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Obviously, the rights of the unborn were included in that. The rights of our posterity is why we're writing this Constitution. So the exact opposite is what these judges are coming up with, because their theory is they're not bound by the intent of the framers. They're rather free to give new meanings to the Constitution any time they please, which means we're placed under the tyranny of black-robed tyrants who do whatever they choose and force us to pay for it and force us to live with it. Some have even called the Supreme Court, some legal scholars have called the Supreme Court a continuing constitutional convention. They are not that. They are not given the power to do that according to our Constitution. So they are violating the Constitution every time they invent new rights that don't exist in the Constitution, and they should be impeached, which is the proper response to tyrants in our system of government. But we do not have the kind of fortitude we need in the House as well as in the Senate to actually carry that through. We don't have people there who believe in the Constitution either. They all need to be put off and sent to the farm, and real constitutionalists replace them. Well, these judges are creating new rights never found in the Constitution, and their whole view is often called legal positivism. It argues that since there are no divine absolutes, which, again, that's a false argument, there are divine absolutes. God's Word gives us divine absolutes. God did not abdicate the throne of heaven and somehow step aside and let these black-robed tyrants take the throne of heaven. There are divine absolutes. These people are in rebellion against God and a rebellion against His law. And because they deny that, they deny divine absolutes, they say that there's no natural law principles at all, and that the legal system they claim should stop pretending to be neutral and objective, and instead it should openly work to advance the causes and clients it favors. Now, the average judge is not that honest. It's the legal scholars who are more honest in telling us what they're really up to. What they're really up to is tyranny, forcing their views on the rest of us, aiding the clients that they want to have privileges granted to, and taking our rights, our God-given rights, away from the rest of us. And this is Marxist in its direction, and that is, it would say, it's going to be partial towards the poor and the oppressed, is the way they try to sell it to, you know, bleeding hearts. But that's really not what it's about. It's about gaining power over everyone, so that everyone is, become the class of the oppressed, except the few elite that ultimately aim at running the world with a new world order. And so an example of this would be Furman v. Georgia, a case in 1972. Justices Brennan and Marshall argued in a concurring opinion. Both of them wrote an opinion that agreed with one another. They argued this, that capital punishment, they said, is cruel and unusual punishment, which therefore means it would be barred by the Eighth Amendment. And when we looked at the Eighth Amendment, we talked about what our framers believed. They clearly did not intend that the Eighth Amendment would say that capital punishment is cruel and unusual punishment, because right there in the Fifth Amendment and Sixth and Seventh and Eighth, all of that includes the idea that someone might lose their life if they committed a capital crime. So they countenanced, and they certainly practiced, capital punishment in the day of our founders. They never saw that as cruel and unusual, but it's interesting to see how Brennan and Marshall justified changing the intent of the words of the Constitution in the Eighth Amendment. They said that, quote, "The amendment must draw its meaning from the evolving standards of decency that mark the progress of a maturing society." So they're basically saying, we believe in evolution of the law, and we determine that it is a standard of indecency that anyone is put to death for a crime they committed. Of course, they would accept all the unborn innocents, and they would say, go ahead and murder as many of those as you want. We put our imprimatur on 50 million murders of these innocent. Oh, but don't put the guilty murderer to death. What a hypocrisy. Well, there's an enormous danger in this direction that our legal system has taken, because human rights are never secure under this philosophy. The same court that can read into the Constitution rights that don't exist, rights like supposed right to murder your unborn baby with abortion, or rights recently in Lawrence v. Texas, a right to sodomy, they read that into the Constitution. It never is in there. If they can read into the Constitution, they can just as easily read out of the Constitution rights that are there, like property rights or contract rights or the right to own and bear arms or the free exercise of religion, or we've seen now with basically their response to the Patriot Act and their response to the Military Commissions Act is, hey, this is fine. You know, just doctor it up a little bit with a few more laws and we say it's fine. So they're reading out of the Constitution the entire Bill of Rights, saying it no longer applies. We've evolved beyond that. We're a more mature society. No, we're not. We've devolved. We've gone in the wrong direction, and we're a more tyrannical society than our founders ever envisioned. And the whole idea of evolution, we know it's false. There's no evidence for it. But the whole idea of evolution, as presented, is that mankind is improving over time. Things are getting better. There's great improvements each stage of evolution. Well, if you study history at all, you know that there's no guarantee in history that a society or a civilization moves upward towards a greater recognition of human rights and human dignity and equality. No, oftentimes it works the opposite. Society starts out with a great deal of those God-given rights protected, and it devolves, it goes downward, and less human dignity, human rights are defended and protected over time, and more tyranny becomes the standard. History shows that most civilizations go downward. They don't go upward, and the new age of barbarism is what the 21st century looks to me like we're launching into, not the new age of somehow greater civilization. Also, there's no guarantee that judges are more enlightened or forward-looking than the general population on these matters of human rights, God-given rights. In fact, during much of history, judges have been the exact opposite. They have been behind the general public in that regard. And history shows that judges are often the most evildoers in terms of promoting the loss of God-given rights. Consider Germany and Nazi Hitler's era. It was the German judges, almost to the man. There was a few exceptions. There in Germany, but most of the judges went along lockstep, goose step with Hitler. Whatever Hitler wanted, fine. You're going to take away the guns of the Jews? Fine. The Jews don't have any right to keep and bear arms. And you want to put them in ghettos? Fine. Or you want to do this? You want to arrest all these pastors? By the way, the first thing that Hitler arrested was 700 pastors. He knew that they were his greatest opponents. It was the judges of Germany that aided and abetted Hitler in destroying any freedoms that those people had. Furthermore, there's no guarantee that the flexible standard of the Constitution is going to defend and protect your God-given rights. No judge is to be trusted with the kind of power that this current system is trusting these judges with. It's a very dangerous thing, and our founders warned us against it. Judges don't make law. Judges don't amend the Constitution. That's not their role. They are to apply the law as it's written, as it was intended by the founders, to the particular case before them. That's all they are to do. You know, a fixed standard. A fixed standard of the Constitution is a far better guarantee of our God-given human rights than any judge or any human-made standard. The other danger of this whole direction of the living Constitution approach is ever-increasing government. Huge, enormous, gargantuan, behemoth government, as we have here in Washington, D.C. today. They strain at the interpretations of things like the General Welfare Clause. It's like the General Welfare Clause means whatever they want it to mean, which means it means nothing at all. If it doesn't mean anything specific, or they often use the Interstate Commerce Clause to vastly expand the power of the federal government, again, against the design of our founders. And they also use the Necessary and Proper Clause, and as well as the Contract Clause in the Constitution, or the Due Process Clause in the 14th Amendment, and other such clauses. The courts have, by their misinterpretation of these clauses, they've opened the door to vast and almost unlimited expansions of our federal government in its size and the scope of government at all levels, but mostly we see it there in the federal government. When you consider the first administration of our federal government, 1789 under President Washington, had 350 federal civilian employees. That's all. Today they number in the millions, more than can be counted almost, of the number of hordes of bureaucrats sent out to harass us, sent out to oppress us, as they so effectively do, sad to say. And consider also the federal budget. The total federal budget in 1832 was just $11 million. Just a few years ago, 1995, $1.5 trillion, and now much larger than that. And so if you were just to take from 1832 to 1995 and measure the difference, is federal government by the budget alone has expanded 120,000 times. 120,000 times expansion of the budget. It's true that state and local governments have grown as well, but not anywhere near that expansion. Before 1913, there was no federal income tax. The entire federal government was funded by import tariffs. And there was no need. Actually, most years they had a surplus in the Treasury. They even wound up sending money back to the states because they had too much. And in 1913, the first federal tax on income was very small. In if we were to consider it in our dollars, as 1% of income, only for the very wealthy, and it designed primarily for corporations and all. Today, many Americans pay collectively over 50% of their income in taxes. It's just monstrous growth of government. Consider since 1900 the total number of government laws and regulations the average citizen is required to obey today is increased by 3,000%. 3,000%. If you were just to take one area and say, okay, I'm going to study everything that I'm responsible to do as a citizen here under the EPA or the OSHA regulations. Well, you could spend a lifetime reading those regulations, and, of course, they're written in such bureaucratese that you might not be able to soundly interpret them, saying the opposite of one end and the other. And you come away, even the experts don't agree on what these means. That's why people, the joke is you send 10 different accountants, put together 10 different returns for taxes, and they send it to the IRS, and they get 10 different responses. It's the same information, 10 different responses, because the tax code is so impossible for any one person to master. So what kind of government is that? You're required to obey the law. Ignorance is no excuse for disobedience to the law, and yet it's impossible for any one person to know the entire law.
Hold up. We'll be right back here with Pastor David Messina.
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Kath every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. And David, I want you to get your website out. I want to get your telephone number out.
Our website at Institute on the Constitution is iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com. And we have a number of articles that encourage people to read. And our bookstore, we especially encourage people to get a hold of our host kit, because that's a simple way that anyone with any group of people can communicate these truths that we're sharing here about what our founders believed about law and government, and give people a working knowledge of the Constitution and the Declaration and the Bill of Rights and what's happened in America since our founding era, and the plan to return to a sound constitutional government, to restore the republic. And that plan involves every God-fearing citizen to say, I'm going to do something. And the simplest thing and the most effective thing, the first thing that must be done, is to gain an education for yourself and your family. So we encourage you to get a host kit and do this in your family and do this in your circle of friends. Conduct an institute on the Constitution in your church to communicate that to your church family. It's vital, because we are losing our God-given freedoms and protections every day as this tyrannical government moves forward. So if we don't stand up, if we don't make a difference, if we don't educate a number of people around us in our circle of influence, we will lose the great freedoms that our country was designed to establish and protect. And it's very simple to do. It's a turnkey program, the 12 lectures by a constitutional professor, John Eidsmo, 2 lectures by David Barton, all together in a kit with a detailed outline of the lectures, as well as a set of instructions for you as a host and how to conduct the class and take people through the test questions, and you're given all the answers and everything you need in the host kit to conduct a successful institute on the Constitution. We're encouraged as we see people across the country taking this, and just last month we graduated a class down here in Central Virginia, and we see other classes forming in a new year as a good time, and saying, I want to be prepared for the presidential election because I need to know what the Constitution says to be able to evaluate the candidates. You already mentioned the only candidate even talking about the Constitution is Ron Paul. And the encouraging thing to me and the people who want to despair and say, oh, America, it's lost, it's hopeless. No. What's taking place with his campaign is very encouraging, because he says it's the young people, by and large, who are getting on the bandwagon, and they love his message that we need to get back to the Constitution. We need to put government back within the bounds of the Constitution. And that message is resonating very powerfully with the young people today. And there's hope for America.
Comment. I just was reading an email from Ron Paul about what's going on in New Hampshire, and the vote is there, my understanding is today. And he said that they literally have hundreds of people in New Hampshire going door to door. You know, they've spent $250,000 on radio ads there in New Hampshire. It's a small state, but hundreds of people have come from across America to work there, you know, in New Hampshire to get his message of returning the Constitution out. So anybody wants to know how to donate to Ron Paul, we have the address, and you can go to ronpaul2008.com, ronpaul2008.com on the Internet, or if you can't get an address any other place, give us a call at 800-544-8927, and we'll give you his address if you want to send a donation. He's got $20 million, but he needs another $20 million if he's going to have an effect, and we're going to be supporting him, my wife and myself. But be encouraged, especially, you know, in this next few weeks, and pray for Ron Paul's safety, because, believe me, the people he is aligned against would think nothing at all of snuffing out his life, as they have those of so many of our other leaders here in the United States. Go right ahead.
So to me, that's extremely encouraging. There is a movement afoot. There is a recognition among many of the people, and especially among young people, and they've got all the disadvantages. The media has been lying to them. If they've gone through the public miseducation system, they've been lied to about our form of government and so on. They're surrounded with the lies, and yet they know there's something missing here, there's something wrong, and they're beginning to get a hold of that truth. And so this message is resonating. So people can go to our website and order a host kit. That's iotconline.com. They don't have web access where they'd prefer to make a phone call. You can call us toll-free here at Institute on the Constitution, and that toll-free number is 866-730-9796. Toll-free number here at Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. Well, we were talking before the break about what has taken place in the enormous expansion of our federal government in every way you can possibly measure it, one of those being the number of laws that you're responsible to know and abide by, that it's just impossible for any citizen to even begin to tap into that enormous amount of laws that just overwhelm us. It's tyrannical when a government does that. It's got so many laws that nobody could possibly know them, including the experts. Therefore, nobody could possibly abide by every one of them. What it does is make every one of us lawbreakers by their definition of lawbreaking, not by the definition of our founders, which was a biblical definition. You could know the law of God very clearly. Ten Commandments are a clear summary of it. God's Word gives examples and details of the application of that ten, but everyone should be able to know what laws they are responsible to obey, that they're limited, that they deal with actual damage you would do to another person's life, to their liberty, or to their property. And many of the laws today have nothing to do with that at all. You know, EPA regulations or OSHA regulations that really don't do anything to prevent somebody from harming another person. They just harass us. They just plague us like a whole hornet's nest. Well, all of this that has taken place is with the philosophy that the state knows best. Government knows best. And if the state or the government is the highest authority, there is no higher law. If God's law isn't over the law of man, and many Americans, sad to say, believe that philosophy. But if that's true, if you think about it, if the state is the highest authority, there's no such thing as an unjust law, because the state has become God, and the state, whatever the state says, is right. So if the state says, let's exterminate millions of Jews, well, it's right. Or if the state says, let's take all the people over 65 and we're just going to exterminate them, well, that's not an unjust law, because the state defines what just is. That's what happens with the living, breathing Constitution idea. That's what happens when you leave the fixed standard of law that our founders constructed our republic upon. And, of course, this always leads, as we already mentioned, to judicial tyranny, the tyranny of black-robed tyrants. Alexander Hamilton actually argued that the judiciary was the least dangerous branch of government because, he said, its powers are limited to interpreting the Constitution and laws. He said that in both Federalist 78 and Federalist 81. Well, he was right. That is, if you could guarantee that the other two branches of government, the executive and the legislative branches of government, would force the judiciary to remain within its very limited role in society.
Hang on there, David. We'll be back in just a moment here with the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing, Medicaid, and Medicare available.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Segment of our program with Pastor David Whitney. Go ahead, David.
Well, as I was saying, that the tyrannical power of judges is something that Hamilton and the other founders couldn't clearly, some of them did, but most of them didn't see it because they thought the legislative branch and the executive branch would do their job, which is to keep the judiciary in check. I believe what's happened secretly, of course, it's not published that this is what's happened, but what's happened is really a collusion between the three branches of government to all let the judiciary do the things that they know would be completely opposed by the legislature, because the legislature has to stand for election, and opposed by the executive branch because they have to stand for election. They let the legislature and the executive branch let the judiciary branch do their dirty work, accomplishing the evil aims that they wanted to do. And the collusion means that they never hold the judiciary accountable for the wicked things the judiciary does. Instead, they just wring their hands and say, oh, the judges have said it. We can't change it. We're helpless, which is the exact opposite. They should be impeaching those judges. They should be striking down those things. I know it was Thomas Jefferson who I think it was John Adams' unconstitutional piece of legislation signed that took away people's freedom of expression. And, you know, he said, hey, Supreme Court can rule whatever it wants. Let them come here and enforce it. They have no enforcement powers. That's exactly how it's to function. The three branches are equal, and they are to keep the judiciary in check. Well, today the three branches have not done their job at all. They have not kept the judiciary in check. And just listen to what some of the justices have said. Justice Felix Frankfurter, he said, what governs is the Constitution and not what we have written about it. He was exactly right, and he understood that the Constitution is a fixed standard, and justices and judges, no matter what they write, no matter what their opinion, and by the way, that's the only thing that the Supreme Court or any federal court issues. You see at the top of the title, it's an opinion. That's all it is. It's not fact. It's not law. It's an opinion. But come down to our day and consider what former Chief Justice William Rehnquist said before he passed on. No amount of repetition of historical errors in judicial opinions can make the errors true. And he's exactly right. Again and again, the idea is sold to us that, oh, judicial precedent, so the judge has ruled in this direction. Therefore, that sets a precedent that the following judge rules. No. The standard is fixed, and if a judge rules in a direction that's wrong, that's violative of our Constitution, he should be impeached. He should be thrown out of office. And certainly no other judge should follow the path of his thinking or the direction that his opinion has taken things in. So if judges are not bound by the fixed standard and the plain meaning of the Constitution, not bound by the intent of the framers, if they are free instead this is the words of Chancellor James Kent in his commentaries, to roam in at large in the trackless fields of their own imaginations, if they are permitted to do that, our freedoms will be violated and we will not have liberty. We will have tyranny. Lino Graglia, professor of constitutional law at the University of Texas School of Law, said, judicial usurpation of legislative power has become so common and so complete that the Supreme Court has become our most powerful and important instrument of government in terms of determining the nature of the quality of American life. Questions literally of life and death, for example, abortion, capital punishment, questions of public morality, control of pornography, prayer in the schools, government aid to religious schools, questions of public safety, criminal procedure, street demonstrations, and so on, are all now in the hands of judges under the guise of questions of constitutional law.
the fact that the Constitution says nothing of, say, abortion, and indeed explicitly, repeatedly recognizes capital punishment of the court, the court has come close to prohibiting this, makes no difference. The result is that the central truth of constitutional law today is that that constitutional law has nothing to do with the word, with the actual Constitution, except with the words due process or equal protection are almost always used by the judges in stating their conclusions. Not to put too fine a point on it, he continues, constitutional law has become a fraud, a cover for a system of government by the majority vote of a 9-person committee of lawyers unelected and holding office for life. That's Graglia, a professor of constitutional law, and he's right. What we are under is a tyranny of judges, and this was never the design of our founders, and it was not the intent of the Constitution. It's a violation of our entire structure of government. And the primary reason why we are under the tyranny that we're suffering under today instead of enjoying the freedom of a constitutional republic. And on the other side, some of the wicked judges, Chief Justice Charles Evans Hughes said, we are under a constitution, but the constitution is what the judges say it is. Kind of reminds you of Lewis Carroll's fascinating story, children's story, Through the Looking Glass. Humpty Dumpty said, when I use a word, it means just what I choose it to mean, neither more nor less. Alice responded to Humpty Dumpty and said, the question is whether you can make words mean different things. In other words, isn't there a fixed standard, Alice was asking. And Humpty Dumpty responded, the question is, who is to be the master? That is all. That's exactly what we have today. Because if you can redefine words and there is no fixed standard, the Constitution is this ever-changing, evolving thing. If that's what it is, the only question is, who is the master? Because those who twist those words to whatever they want them to mean, they become our masters and we become their slaves. That's what we have in our judiciary today, particularly the Supreme Court and the federal courts, a tyrannical regime that does not protect us and does not fulfill its function under the Constitution. How do we get back to where we're supposed to be? We need to go back to the basics, back to constitutional law as interpreted by the framers, and back to the biblical principles the framers held. Remember that William Penn said, men must choose to be governed by God or condemn themselves to be governed by tyrants. And this is why, Dr. Stan, I'm praying for two things. One is a revival throughout America where people would return personally to a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ in obedience to his law. And I'm praying for a restoration of our constitutional republic.
Amen. And the two go together. God bless you, David. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
Thanks so much.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden. Voice of Many Waters Ministry would like to invite you to join my wife, Danette, and I for a special night of messianic praise and worship music. The time is Saturday, January the 19th at 7 p.m. And the place? 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. A love offering will be taken at the door. You can call 1-800-205-6245 for more information or 970-587-5267. See you there. Shalom.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Bible teacher and author of various publications on the Hebraic roots of the Messianic biblical faith, Eddie Chumney will be speaking in Johnstown two special nights, January 15th and 16th, also featuring the Inner Court Hebraic Dance Group. Pizza and Subways will be free. The location is the Johnstown Community Building, 101 West Charlotte, across from the KHNC radio station. Call the radio station for more information at 970-587-5175.
Well, Pastor Whitney said he was praying for, first of all, a revival and then a return to the Constitution. And I believe that the two go together. I believe unless we have a revival in America and people begin to understand what's going on and the importance of freedom, they understand that they're going to lose everything. Only when things are bad will people begin looking to the Lord. And you know, in some ways, I hate to think what lies ahead financially and politically, but it may very well be the best thing that could happen, because we're going to see a financial collapse in America and the destruction of the value of our currency, and we're going to lose this wonderful, affluent society we have. And I believe we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. But, you know, even though I abhor the thought, I fear what lies ahead, I also realize that we need something like that to jar the people into an awareness something's seriously wrong. And when something's wrong, they begin looking for the cause, and hopefully many will begin to listen to what you out there in the listening audience are trying to tell them, and these people will return to the Lord. That is our only hope. But I think it is imminent. I think that this is going to be a fascinating and frightening year, the year 2008. Well, for those of you who'd like to understand the spiritual forces working behind the scenes, let me suggest my book or the CD of this story, The Brotherhood of Darkness. And it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. The History of War is an important DVD. We call it Iraq, The Untold Story, or War, The Untold Story, the two versions of the same talk. There is a syllabus that goes with that. So important to realize that all of the wars, including the present one, are contrived. And the wars we've fought since the end of the Second World War, all have been no-win wars, including the present war. In fact, my December newsletter deals with a speech given by Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, who was the commander of the coalition forces in Iraq from June of 2003 to June of 2004, and we're simply presenting General Sanchez's lecture he gave on, or address he gave on the 12th of October to a group of reporters, where he basically says, we're involved in a no-win war. He doesn't understand the spiritual implications, but he did understand that the military was not being allowed to win the war in Iraq. And that's why, of course, we should bring our boys home. Well, and he wouldn't agree with that. He thinks we ought to stay there and win, but he doesn't understand we don't go into wars to win them. We just go into wars to fight them. If you doubt that, you need to go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And pull down Major General Smedley Butler's speech. It's called War is a Racket. It's the title of one of the newsletters a couple of years ago. Get it and read it, and you'll learn so much at our website from the DVDs, from the videos, and from the listening to the live programs or the archive programs. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, we hope you'll want to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret. You get the talk and or the on the syllabus that goes with it. Don't get the syllabus without the talk, of course, but get the talk and the syllabus together. And then the four tape or four CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret, The Secret Behind the Secret, the four tape set, Satanism and Deliverance, and then the four tape set on the supernatural. And, of course, we hope that you'll get the book that goes with that, The Beautiful Side of Evil by Johanna Michelson.